It's 74 degrees and sunny in Nashville. An extreme heat warning begins for Middle Tennessee at 11 o'clock this morning and runs through 8 o'clock Thursday evening. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Well, with the current heat wave, January's bitterly cold ice storm may feel like a distant memory, but the cleanup is still not done. For months, volunteers with Hands on Nashville have been helping chainsaw downed trees and haul debris to people's curbs. At one point, they had some 3,000 open requests for assistance. Now they're down to about 300. As of this month, federal emergency management officials say they've approved some 16,000 applications for ice storm assistance, totaling some $36 million. You can find out more about volunteering to help with the storm recovery at HON.org. Country star Brad Paisley is not letting up in his critique of the plan to put a data center next to the Nashville Zoo. In a video on social media this weekend, Paisley draws a parallel, saying artificial intelligence often pulls from the work of songwriters without their permission and stands to put musicians out of work.
And now they're trying to build a data center, a monstrosity next to the zoo, kind of in the same way, where they're not asking for permission, and it's also going to really affect something here in Nashville that's one of the beloved parts of our town. And it's without the blessing of those who are going to be affected by it.
He also argues officials in Nashville could set a precedent other communities might follow. Paisley's remarks come as two proposals to regulate data center construction head toward a critical vote next week in Metro Council. The influential life of newspaper founder Rosetta Miller Perry is being remembered by a wide array of Metro leaders. The founder and publisher of the Tennessee Tribune, longest-running African-American newspaper in the city, died last week at age 91. Miller Perry was also a Navy veteran and founder of the Nashville Black Chamber of Commerce. She was a respected and outspoken voice for civil rights, a supporter of Black-owned businesses, and a proponent of telling stories about the achievements of African-Americans in Tennessee. Current Metro elected leaders describe Miller Perry as a courageous voice and a mentor to an entire generation. She earned a Lifetime Achievement Award from the National Newspaper Publishers Association in 2019. She's given several interviews to Nashville Public Radio, including an hour-long profile in 2022 on our daily show, This is Nashville. Miller Perry talked about the early challenges of starting the Tribune.
When I started out, my editors were white. I couldn't get any Black folks to work for me. And that's sad. The only individuals I could find were really working for another company, and they had to work for me like undercover. See, and a lot of my early papers, you'll see a name in there, it's a fake name, because they feared for their upward mobility. And you know, I live with that. I still think about that. They didn't know where I'd be today.
In an email statement, the Tribune staff said the newspaper will continue to publish in Miller Perry's absence and will have tributes to the trailblazer in the coming days. Funeral arrangements have not yet been announced. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org.